Welcome to another installment of Instant Equity, a proven real estate system with Mike Cazola. Go to teachmemike.com and get started now. Welcome. You are listening to Instant Equity, a proven real estate investment system with Mike Cazola. I'm Kerry Lutz. Mike, I am excited. You know, since we got together, you've been telling me about the world's greatest tax deed sale, but it's only a couple of months away and we're going to be there.
That's right. I'm so excited. You know, I'm in upstate New York, and all I'm doing here is just checking out the properties from the last tax sale, from the last, you know, where they auctioned off 3,000 properties over a 3-day period. And I'm just checking them out for the first time, and they're all rented, they're remodeled. I mean, it's been great. You know, it's my team up here. And that's part of what I teach everybody is how to have your own team. But anyone who trains with me live gets access to my team as well. And they've been proven with me for the last 12 years.
And in that 12 years, I mean, it's pretty amazing. You bought hundreds of properties, and so many of them have been from this tax deed sale, haven't they?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is the golden opportunity. And the reason is because it's only once a year. So people that work full time, people that, you know, really aren't ready to jump full time into real estate investing, it's so tremendous for them because the auction is at the end of October every single year. I've gone for the last, this is going on 13 years straight, never missed a year. And every single year, there are such amazing deals. And what's so good about this one in particular is that the cash flow, the rental market, you know, it's just the perfect storm. That's why I call it the best period foreclosure in the world once a year. It's just once a year. So there's other auctions and there's other great deals. But the reason why this to me is number one is first for all the reasons we already talked about, but the fact that you only have to do it once a year and that there's so many properties. There's so many properties that a lot of them don't even end up getting sold. That's why this year, the students that train with me, I'm only taking applications because everybody can't be accepted. I only do a very small group, and the students that are going to be there at the tax sale with me are going to get to spend 2 days before the auction with me, 3 days of the auction, and we'll be able to visit all the properties that we're going to bid on. Of course, we can't go to 3,000 of them. But the great thing is that I've been doing this so long that I know the right areas to target. I know the areas that are proven to make money. So I take this small group of students. We go look at a bunch of these properties. We make our notes. We do our homework. We determine the values. We figure out the rents, what the rate of return would be if you decided to rent it out. Then we bid. And I'm there at the auction with you. And then after the auction, we will put together a plan, figure out exactly what you want to do on each house. You can use my contacts. You can use your own contacts. You could do it yourself if you want. You know, I'm just there to assist you. But a lot of people are pretty handy. They can do these remodels, these repairs themselves. But with the cost of labor here, that's another good thing, is a blue collar area. So I get work done a lot cheaper here than what I would pay in California, Arizona, or Florida. So this is the time. And the students that apply for the training, I apologize in advance, but I can only accept a few of you, just a handful, because I just came off of a speaking circuit and I spoke at 8 different events back to back to back. And I have a lot of brand new students and a lot of students that are now, that will be my peers and students that have been studying my course and they've read my books and they've gone through all my DVDs. They're on my weekly training program and they're getting my weekly videos. So, you know, if anybody out there listening wants to be at the tax sale with me, I would love to have you. But what you got to do is you just have to apply to be one of the students that are selected, because I have to turn some people down, and I apologize for that.
Yeah, well, you can only do what you can do. But 3,000 properties, and you say the turnout at the auction is pretty limited. Only a few hundred people show up?
Yeah, you know, about 3 years ago was probably the biggest one. And, you know, at the last one, if I just had to guess, there was certainly over 3,000 properties. And there was, certainly less than 1,000 people in the room. You know, there might have been, you know, in the hundreds for sure. But what happened was, because there were so many properties, a lot of them didn't even end up selling because there just weren't enough people. You know, all they do is they do it in one little room. So it's just in a room, and there's one auctioneer. He auctions them off one at a time. He does, sometimes it takes him 1 minute to auction it. Sometimes he'll just say once, twice, struck to the city. I mean, if no one bids, he could be on to the next property in literally 10 seconds.
Wow. That's so this is a case where really you can get better deals not going online than you could going online, because you have to physically be there. So that's going to limit your potential bidders, your competition. And then there's so many properties that the number of people who do show up isn't enough to purchase them all.
Well, and that you hit the nail right on the head there. You know, I like online auctions. I do like online auctions, and I do them all the time. You know, it gives me the ability to buy properties all over the country from the comfort of my own home, right from my computer. But I really like the fact that this particular auction is held in person. The reason why that is these properties would sell for double, triple, if they sold online. It's the best thing that from a business standpoint, it makes no sense that the city wouldn't want to do this, that they wouldn't want to put it online, because they would attract probably 10 times the amount of investors. But because it's not well known, the auction, a lot of people don't even know when it comes up. People locally, you know, sometimes you'll say, hey, you know, the auction's coming up, you know, the big October auction. And they say, you know, they don't even know what you're talking about, let alone people out of state, out of the country. So it's been a great opportunity. You know, one of the really big, you know, I don't like to do big groups of students, but the largest group of students that I did, it was still less than 20. But what I did was, it was great because we were such a small group that more properties were bought than the number of students that actually attended with me. Meaning, you know, more than, so there were less than 20 people in the room with me training, going through this process, and over 20 properties were bought. You know, that's how amazing it was, is that more houses were bought than the number of students who attended. So there's so much opportunity, and these prices won't last. You know, I told you about the last tax sale on another show where, you know, just one of the examples I got, I paid $17,000 for it. I put between $6,000 and $7,000 into the property, not me personally, but my local contact did. So I was in the place for less than $24,000, and I'm now getting $850 a month rent. So that's over $10,000 a year. That means every 2.5 years gross, the property pays for itself. You know, factor in expenses, you're still talking every 3, maybe 3.5 years if you use really conservative numbers. So with really using really conservative projections, every 3.5 years, the property would pay for itself. And if things go smoothly, which they tend to do, especially on single family houses, and especially when you remodel them properly, especially when you select the right tenants, you get the right people, working class folks, people that can afford it, don't let them overextend themselves, people that have steady income, people that if they lost their job, they could easily get a new job. Those are the kind of tenants that I target. And this way, my tenants stay for years. You know, I have one of my places, I probably bought it 8 or 9 years ago at this same auction, the same October auction. I paid less than $8,000 for it. The tenant is at $700 a month, and they paid for that property, you know, at least 5 times over. Wow. Just since I bought it, and I own it free and clear. So, you know, when you buy single family houses, yes, the rate of return might be slightly lower than when you buy duplexes, but you get a lot more stable long-term tenants. But that's not to say the duplexes aren't good too, because at the last tax sale too, just this past one, I got a duplex also, and that's getting over $1,100 a month on a $30,000 investment. So, you know, the deals are out there, just whatever your preference is. You know, do you like bigger apartment buildings? Do you like singles? Do you like duplexes? I show you the features and benefits of all these different ways of investing. I show you how to do it. We do it step by step together. I'm there with you to hold your hand. And it's the best yearly auction that I've ever heard of in my entire life.
Amazing. And you don't even have to close in 24 hours like the online auctions in Florida, right?
Well, that's just another good benefit is, you know, if you buy a place and let's just say you buy it for $20,000, you know, there's going to be tons and there's going to be hundreds that sell for less than that, really. Let's just say you spend $20,000 on a place free and clear. You only have to put $4,000 right then and there. You have almost a month and a half actually over a month and a half last year to pay the balance. So it gives you time if you're going to, you know, pull it from mutual funds, or if you want to use a self-directed IRA to purchase it. You know, this gives you time so you're not forced to send all the money within 24 hours. You get to take your time to send the balance of 80%. So 20% is due at the time you bid. 80% is due over a month. Last year it was actually over 6 weeks, but over a month from the time you actually win the auction.
Yeah, that's good. So you get time. You're not under the gun to close, because here in Florida, you miss it by 5 minutes and your deposit's forfeited, although it's only 5% in most counties, and property's gone. Your opportunity's lost. So there, you got time. If you got investors, if you got partners, whatever, you're taking an advance out on your Visa card, doesn't matter. You got a month and a half to get your act together to close on that baby. And like you say, you're fond of saying often, you might even be able to arrange a simultaneous closing at that point as well.
That's the best benefit. I mean, you know, what I like about the 30 days and last year, actually over 6 weeks to close, is that it gives you the time to not only make sure that you have your game plan in order, make sure you know exactly what you're going to do to the place if it needs any work. Exactly what are you going to rent it out? Are you going to flip it? Are you going to hold it long term? You know, are you going to put it in a self-directed IRA where, you know, it generates a monthly income for you that goes right into your IRA without having to cash out your IRA and pay penalties and fees? Or are you just going to, you know, start off small and just get a, you know, something on the cheap and then, you know, collect some rents or flip that or flip a couple of them and then really be prepared for the following year's auction? You know, because this is just a part of what I like to do for real estate investing. This is one area that no matter what happens, I'm always going to be back. You know, I live 3,000 miles away from this auction. So for me, it's all about investing remotely, doing it from the comfort of my home. And that's why not right now, but in my system, it teaches you, how do you find those contractors, the property managers? How do you do all this remotely? But with this process, it's even better, because once you're here, once you have done your homework with me, we do it together. We determine what a good bid price should be, determine what the retail value is, determine what the rents should be. And then when you go home, all you have to do is follow your game plan, meaning, you know, I have all the contractors that I could need to remodel anything here. And that's why I like to keep it small here. And that's why I like to only train a small group, because it wouldn't be feasible for me to take 50 people around on a bus and look at properties. No, I'm not willing to do that. And although the price would be cheaper, the people would not get the same benefit. They wouldn't have the benefit of the hands-on, one-on-one with me, someone who's been there the last 12 auctions and has had tremendous success using this process.
Yeah, amazing. And it's just so great that this is available if you know about it. But if you don't have the knowledge, then the world just seems like there's no opportunities and you're stuck in the bank or going and risking your funds in what's becoming a more and more overvalued, detached from reality stock market. And at least you got real estate and unleveraged real estate. Doesn't matter what's going to happen, you're going to be able to withstand the next correction, whenever that might take place.
Well, yeah, and that's why, you know, the good thing about this area is when the market was booming, it stayed pretty steady. When the market was crashing, it stayed pretty steady. Right now, it's still staying steady, and it's getting even stronger. But the good thing is because a lot of these blue-collar areas, it's not like, you know, when I was investing heavily in Phoenix and in South Florida, you know, as soon as the market crashed, it happened hard. As soon as the rebound came, it came quickly. As soon as, you know, things stay stagnant, you know, a lot of real estate investors start jumping in because they're banking on the huge increases. One of the best things about this area is you can calculate a pretty steady rate of return, exactly what your cash flow would be. I don't bank on any appreciation. What I do is I make my money on the buy. If the place is retail worth $60,000, $65,000, I want to be in it no more than 30, just as an example. I want to make sure that I have not equity as far as hoping it goes up in value, but instant equity the day I buy it. Instant equity the day I buy it ensures that I don't have to worry about if things go up or if things go down or if things stay sideways. And more importantly, I need to know that I'm getting a really strong rate of return. I won't accept anything less than 15% net rate of return. And that's what I show my investors. You know, you can buy conservative investments, and if you're not getting at least a 15% net rate of return, so that means for every $100,000 you lay out, you need to net $15,000 a year. That's very hard to do. In fact, likely you're going to exceed that. But if you really want to go conservative, there's really conservative areas here where you buy, you know, slightly more expensive properties that get slightly lower rents, and you just rent them slightly under market value. And there's no reason why you can't get a net 15% rate of return.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. So obviously you're going to want to contact Mike. You're going to want to check out the videos. But Mike, how do they get the resource kit that you have, the toolkit that will give them the guide that they need to find the right websites and get started in this?
Yeah, you know, my own toolkit I give away for free. It's just the 10 resources that are most effective for me in this business. And, you know, the books, you know, people love the books and they're a great read, but a lot of people just don't have the time to read, you know, over 400 pages of material. So I created this easy toolkit, which just allows people to get my 10, in a fraction of a second, you can see exactly my 10 best resources. And I'm giving that away for free. You just go to teachmemike.com. And what I've done is just starting today, I've just started accepting applications. So I'm only going to take a small group of people, and I put a tab on my website to start taking applications for people that want to attend the auction with me live. So if you want to apply and be considered, and I apologize in advance, I do promise that everyone will be contacted. So if you can't be accepted for whatever reason, or you are accepted, I'm going to personally contact you, and I'm going to tell you exactly why. And maybe, you know, if you're not accepted, maybe you can attend the next year's one. But there's going to be a tab on my website. It'll just say, you know, train with Mike live, apply to train with Mike live. And of all the people that apply, I'm just going to accept a handful so I can keep it real intimate and do this live on location with you guys. And just like my students at previous years, you know, my students succeed.
Well, success tells the story. Anyway, Mike, we'll talk with you again soon. Thanks.
Thanks. And, you know, I'm heading back down to Florida soon, so we'll do our next episode in the studio.
Okay. Sounds great. So thanks and safe travels.
Thank you.
This has been another installment of Instant Equity, a proven real estate system with Mike Gazzola. Go to teachmemike.com and get started now.